Today's episode is sponsored by Umore. Umore helps us better understand and uplift our mental health with instant screening, data tracking, insights, and targeted exercises. I've had the pleasure of having both co-founders on the podcast, and I really admire what they do and love their vision behind the company. Umore is the AI-powered mental well-being tracker that helps you build positive habits, change behaviors, and share your progress with friends, family, and physicians. Umore's vision is to make mental health as seamless and as accessible as possible. Its purpose is to act as a support and prevention tool and to provide you with the data and insights to help you develop an awareness of your current mental state and stress levels. The way it works is very simple. You download the app for free on your smartphone. You fill in a quick questionnaire that will assess how you're currently feeling, which will act as a starting point, and it will check in with you daily to track your well-being over time and so that you are able to see your progression day by day. Umore also gives you access to many evidence-based exercises which are designed to help you live your happiest and healthiest life. The goal of Umore is to be your friend, is there to help and support you in your mental health journey. And to find out more, you can check out their website at umore.app. Hey guys, welcome to Hope It Helps. Today's guest is Ivaldas Vilius. Ivaldas is the co-founder and managing director of EvaMotion, a digital video production company that aims to help and empower brands to capture attention and educate audiences through digital media. In addition, they have worked with some of the largest brands in the UAE, such as Dubizzle, BMW, Rolls-Royce, Mercedes, and recently launched their own episodic series to enable brands to share their stories in an authentic way. During this episode, we discussed the evolution of video marketing. We talked about content strategy, how to tackle the challenges of creating content, and why has it become so important for brands to be authentic in order to create a powerful and emotional connection with their audience. And the last message he wanted to share is keep creating content, take that first step, and most importantly, just try. Please welcome to the show, Mr. Ivaldas Vilius.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for your time, man. I really appreciate you coming on the show. So Ivaldas, I actually found out about you a while ago, I think a year ago, through a mutual connection we have, Mr. Guillaume. Guillaume, shout out to you if you're listening to this. And I've been looking at following your work for a while, and you guys have a video production agency and you guys have worked with some huge brands and so on. And video, I wanted to have you on for a lot of reasons, but video for me personally is an area that I've lacked for sure. I have been doing video for a while, but I know it's not the quality. I know it's not the right way to do it. So I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot from you today, and I think everyone will learn as well. But before we get into everything, Matt, why don't you give all of us a little bit of background about yourself and we'll take it from there.
Okay, you catch me like that, like I didn't prepare my introduction, but as you mentioned, Ivaldas Vilius, but a lot of people know me or like in the media, I mean online, I'm as Evan.
Evan, okay,
short
yeah.
name, yeah, it's easier for everyone. So yeah, I'm running video production agency, and bread and butter is video content. That's what I'm kind of waking up and going to sleep with.
Yeah.
And on the side, we also started kind of a side project video series where mm-hmm. we're interviewing business and startups, like established brands
yeah.
with the strong visuals.
Yeah.
So whoever asking me, you know, what do you do? Like I'm separating in these two parts right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I do.
Awesome, man. Awesome. And so when we spoke last time, you said something that was really interesting about how episodic series, the stuff that you guys are doing now with Episode Up. So guys, check that out. They have some awesome guests on the show. That it's kind of like every brand nowadays is becoming its own like marketing like agency in a way. So could you tell us a little bit more why you decided to start creating the episodic series? What has your experience been with it? And why do you think nowadays it's becoming even more important?
Yeah, well, to start with, why did I start that? So I'm in Dubai 6 years, so obviously we do video productions and we sometimes, you know, what not sometimes, but our job is to be booked
yeah.
and go in locations and film all the kind of startups, sometimes small ones, sometimes big ones. And basically, I was working in the co-working space, Astrolabs.
Okay,
and
yeah,
Astrolabs. Then, yeah, they assigned me to film their startups that are like graduated. And, you know, got investment funded, mm-hmm. you know, went to the bigger offices, we scaled in the team, you know, and we like visiting them, we're filming. And for me, it was so interesting, like, oh, wow, you know, I saw them on the left, on the right side. We all in the shared space, you know, working on our laptops. And let's say, you know, next 6 months or next year, boom, we have like proper office, mm-hmm. you know, everything is decorated, you know, football table, you know, everything like this. And for me, it's like, wow, you know, I really would like to know what's happened. Where was the, you know, turning point? And yeah, basically, I think that's the moment when, like, I really would like to ask more questions, you know? I came today to have my, to do my job, to do whatever interview or promo video, but I would like to ask my own personal questions. Maybe, you know, like, I care, you know, how do you scale marketing? How did you hire? You know, what's happened? You know, you were sitting together with me, you know, boom, you scaled, you know? So yeah, this is where idea came from. It took me I don't know, a long time, 1 year or 1.5 to kind of get ready, you know, can I do it? You know, can I stand in front of a camera and stuff, like a lot of kind of barriers.
Yeah.
Being more mental ones.
For sure.
And yeah, like one day we finally managed to book first our kind of brand. And they're like, yeah, can come. We did filming, I stand up in front of a camera. Kind of was, in the beginning was shame, you know, like I can't look at myself. Well, yeah, things started rolling, and now we had like 8 brands. We filmed 8 brands. We're looking to film more. And grow.
Yeah.
So yeah, about the video series.
And it's funny that you were saying that, how you felt at the beginning, like, you know, standing in front of a camera and stuff. I can tell you, bro, when I started the podcast, first, before I even had the video aspect, it was all about just, oh, my people are going to hear my voice and like how I think about things and so on. So like, I really resonate with that. And then when I switched to video, it added a whole nother layer, because now you're going to see me. I can't hide, you know, you can see my
what
face.
What t-shirt should I wear?
Exactly. But I think stuff like what you're doing is super important, because not only is it interesting from a business perspective for me, as the reason I do the podcast, kind of like the same reason you want to interview these brands, is you want to learn, right?
Yeah.
You want to learn, how did they do this? What's this like? What's the secrets, you know, how should you maybe think about this kind of stuff? So when you're, I guess, thinking about what brands that you want to like have on the show, what's your thought process behind it? Is it just if you think they do something cool, or do you think this will maybe cater to an audience that you're looking to, you know, like a target as well?
Yeah. So yeah, we have kind of as well strategy, you know, what we wanted to film, what we want to interview, what kind of brands. Plus another thing, like, we are bootstrapping ourselves, you know, like we funding all this production time from our basically pocket. So we want to be picky as well.
Sure.
But in the end of the day, since it's a video and I want to do something a little bit different, let's say we have a lot of interviews, you know, the podcast is one thing, but then it's like podcast and a video is like static one.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do is like come and visit in location. Like, I'm asking the brands, are you going to let us in? Are you going to let us in the office? You know, are you going to let us in your warehouse or like manufacturing facilities?
Okay.
I want to come, and I'm like, are you fine if I'm going to come to this expensive equipment and ask you a question, like, how much it costs? You know, tell me, or like whatever, you know? So that's what we're trying to do, and maybe separate a little bit from the market. I'm saying to the brands, I want a strong visuals. I want a strong visuals. I want to walk with you, you know. I want to literally go in the office and like ask, oh, that's a whiteboard, what are you drawing here? I know you're doing like team KPIs or whatever, you know, tell me, so the audience can see as well. Because in the video production, or let's say in marketing and branding, it mindset is shifting, but everything is candid, you know, like everybody want to look in the best way, you know.
Yeah,
like we do video production, before we click recording, it's a 2 hours process, you know, remove that chair, clean this,
really
fix the curtain, you know, like do the makeup, like a lot of stuff, you know, which is like sometimes like, yeah, but this is not what it is, you know, in your daily office, like we entirely change, but I want to like come naturally, let's chill, let's relax, go for, you know, we walked, you know, filmed the interview and something fall down, some tools and everything, big noise. I'm like, no, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah. Leave
I mean, it's your worker, yeah?
Yeah.
You guys working, you still, like, it's fine. Audience is going to understand. I mean, they busy.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is what I'm looking into them. And now, of course, the story, the like, as much as I can get natural story and maybe success or failure story.
Yeah.
I think it's not a secret for you as well. You're inviting guests and you want them to be natural.
Yeah.
You don't want them to be like pretend or fake. I'm raising one thing because I'm visiting brands.
Yeah.
Like, let's try not to advertise.
Okay.
You know, let's try not to, you know, tell we are the best. You know, let the audience understand, like, I don't know which market you're targeting, or like how you look like. And, you know, if somebody gonna be interested, if they're gonna go on the website and check, well, let's not advertise, you know, that like, yeah, we are the best in the market, you know, and this is our product and this is the best, you, all of you need it, you know.
Yeah,
so we're trying to avoid that. Yeah,
yeah. And I think you said something on when I was looking at your website about the episodic series that you're doing, that the goal of it is to kind of create more trust and an emotional connection with your audience or your customers.
Yeah.
And so listening to you talk about, it's not about directly advertising. So it's not about me, like your recording's not about, yeah, we're the best and so on, but it's more about showing you, I saw what you guys do. You guys do some behind the scenes stuff, which I think is great, because that is the stuff that's interesting. That's the thing that I'm not going to see on an Instagram post or an Instagram, you know, video. It's going to be super clean, super polished. Everyone's going to be kind of like what you said, dressed and done and whatever. So I think those kind of things you want to show, I guess, maybe the human side behind the brand. Does that sound kind
no,
of
exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We're saying in Evomotion, we need to stand in front of a camera to show, let's say, our clients, to show audience, what, you know, our personalities.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, you know, okay, we want a video production, you know, we want a promo video. We want to let them know who going to come, you know, on the day, who going to do that job, you know, I don't know, behind the scenes or like just daily work from our office. You know, like how, I don't know, what kind of fun we having, you know, what values we have, you know, are we going to come dress up? Are we chilled? Are we come with a suit? Obviously, different types of projects requires that.
Yeah,
but, you know, if it's fine on the kite beach shoot, you know, and like I remember one of my clients, like we had, it was a 3-day shoot for Mercedes. Yeah. I came full, you know, with the pants, with everything, you know, black, like media production person. And then with the client, like, yo, it's so hot. He's like, yeah, jump on the shorts, you know, it's fine. I'm like, really?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next day, yeah, full hat, you know, shorts, sleeves. It's on the beach.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the brand is fine, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we have event on the beach.
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That was nice, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to try to represent. And maybe one more thing to highlight. So I think it's really important now, brands or like whatever, freelancers, any professionals, you know, to show as well what's behind the scenes, you know, what behind the service or behind the product. Because like we as a humans as well, attaching not only to the service, but to, I don't know, to personality, to personality's values. Yeah,
exactly. No, and that's actually, it's funny. That's a really good point. So what do you, do you know, I'm sure you've heard of Gary Vee.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So he always, and it's kind of talking about what you just said. He always talks about, when it comes to content creation, it's not about, he says quantity over quality, first of all. Obviously, it's not to say you should be bad quality, but consistency is more important than the lighting and maybe everything looking good. But he says that don't try to create, try to document. And I think that's a very clear distinction, because even me, when I try to make some interesting videos on TikTok about like mental health and stuff like that, but I still find it a struggle, because I'm not personally, it's not my world, it's not what I'm comfortable with, but I'm trying to shift my perspective to document. But then my brain's like, why would everyone give a shit about this part? So it kind of sounds like that's kind of what the aim of this is, to document. This is how it actually is, not this flashy post that, you know, anyone can do and make.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think like from whatever you just said, you know, so the few points, end of the day, yeah, like it's hard, you know, you start thinking, you know, why should I do that? Who's looking at it?
And
I will tell you a funny fact, like from our experience, we do behind the scenes, we do some kind of marketing tips, you know, where we're standing in the front of camera and now episode up, for example. So you launch the video on social media, whatever, YouTube, you know, and it's like, kind of ghosting, you know, it's like 5 likes, you know, 2 shares, your mother and I don't know, somebody else commented, yes, go for it, you know, well done guys. And you're like, this is not what I need.
Yeah.
Either way, but then like after whatever, half year, 3 months, you're in the networking event and somebody coming like, oh, I saw what you do. Mm. Oh, really? Did you actually watch? Yeah, that was really great. And I'm like inside in my mind, why the hell you didn't even like, you know, why you didn't let me know that you watched that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so that's as well tricky thing when you're saying like, oh, who's gonna watch? I think, trust me, you just do yourself and then somebody gonna watch. Yeah.
I think that is, for any content creator, I think that's the challenge, is that it's kind of like, why should I do this? Is all the work I do going to be worth it? Because I have those thoughts sometimes. You know what? For me, so I love, the reason my podcast is a video is because I love watching podcasts more than I like listening.
Okay.
And I like seeing people's like facial expressions when they're telling a story, or, you know, they're having a laugh or whatever. I like to see that. It makes, it's like I'm sitting watching a show, not just listening to like, to an interview. So, but then I noticed that, for example, you mentioned YouTube, that like, I haven't posted on YouTube in a while, but that world is just, it's like, even though on Instagram, I'm like a small fish in a big pond, but YouTube, I think I'm in like there's an ocean of trying to drive people to watch your content, because it's just, and everyone's content on YouTube is like high quality for the most part. If you have a YouTube show, like most of them, I'd say their content is pretty, the quality of it is pretty high, like the production and stuff.
Yeah, I think it depends. Yeah, like it depends, you know, what YouTube recommending you and what you see, what you subscribe. And then, of course, if you're watching high quality content, you're like, I'm not going to match that. You know, you start like blaming yourself. But what about YouTube? Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of content, a lot of like everybody kind of producing and stuff.
Yeah.
But it, since we start, because once we did Evomotion, well, we're still doing, like, our job is to produce the content and give that content to the client, and you guys, all right, you have marketing managers, whatever, do your thing, and we don't know what's happening.
Okay.
So now only once we started this video series episode up, that's where we start like looking into YouTube, you know, how, what's work, what we need to, you know, what we need to write, what kind of description, what kind of title, how does it work?
Mm.
So, for example, out of 8 videos, one video picked up so good that it's just driving all the channel. I mean, I don't know, some kind of algorithms picked up, the topic is nice, the engagement is good, and now for the 1.5 year, YouTube is just pushing that content. I mean, I don't know, you know, in the scale, is it a lot or not, but weekly I'm getting 1,500 views.
That's
every
good.
Week.
That's,
yeah, for that. And it's good. Just like working.
That's good.
And other videos, you know, it's just like not happening like that. And then it's like, interesting, you know, why this video perform, other not. So it's like interesting part now. But so my wife, Justina, she's now kind of working on YouTube. She's trying to figure out what works, what not. But end of the day, it's simple. If people are going to engage, if people are going to watch, you know, going to watch full episode, at least they're going to comment or like, it's going to perform. YouTube just going to push it forward. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we need to create content that is interesting.
You do. You do indeed. And I think that's what everyone's trying to do. So I wanted to come on to like video production, like specifically. So I know that. So because I started doing video, I wanted to learn everything myself. So I was using a software for a while. Very simple though. It's called HitFilm. It was free. And then recently I downloaded Adobe, the video editor, and I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, it's a different world. I can change colors. I can do all this. And it's the question I start thinking about is, so right now, as you know, we're recording through my phone, like the camera.
Yeah.
Does, in your opinion, when it comes to production, because I know cameras are very good now, and I think if you're technically skilled, it can come out great. But is it more important to have the right equipment to get good quality, or can you have something okay, like let's say a phone, not like a proper camera, but you're very good at editing, and that could make it, you know, better? What do you think?
Yeah, so for sure, like you don't need to have a latest camera, you know, most expensive equipment in order to produce good content. Let's say now we need to take a look, you know, what is it good? You know, what are you targeting? You know, if it's like, if you're going to watch on TV, you know, TVC advertisement, obviously there's going to be high-end camera and everything, 60 seconds, that's, you know. But at the end of the day, like, you need to think, okay, my strength or my goal is to produce a great story, you know, and that's my kind of power, you know, in the video content. And later on, maybe, you know, once I develop or grow, I invest a little bit more and better in the quality. But at the end of the day, quality, of course, going to help. And some brands, they cannot afford to do shit quality, can we swear that?
Yeah, of course. I'm like, you can say whatever.
Can I do that?
You can say whatever you want, bro.
You know, we cannot afford, because they have established brand and everything. And for somebody who's starting, or either for some brands, you know, if they're kind of, the marketing plan is to do natural look quality, you know, natural look footage and everything, it's fine to do like basic even with a phone. So that's one thing to think about it. Another thing, like when we think, we're like thinking about the cameras itself. So what is really, really important is lighting.
Yeah, that's what I've heard a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for example, you can get really good quality video footage once you have a good light. For example, you know, like when we were sitting here, you know, I would come straight away, I would do a little bit changes, you know, like, okay, that's the curtain. Let's open that curtain, you know, let the light come in, you know.
Yeah.
So that's one thing, for example. I would maybe not shoot in like in front
way,
of
right?
the window, yeah, because it's overexposed. So it means we are in a little bit
dark
area.
That's true.
That's overexposed. When we are humans, when we're looking at the video, we're looking at the brightest part. So you always want to make the brightest part.
Whatever the center of the
Let's say
is.
The people. Again, it depends.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe it's a horror movie, you want to make it dark, yeah. But so, you know, some things, you know, diffuse. I mean, you did a great job, you know, you have a curtain, so it's diffuse, you know, like, and then some, like, if you want to bring better quality, you know, you can bounce the light. So, for example, you have a massive source of light from the window. You can put just a whiteboard, anything white, you know, it would reflect light on you straight away. So it doesn't cost, you know. So sometimes when we shoot and let's say some projects are run and gun, and you don't have equipment. So you start looking, okay, you know, let's bring actor, you know, or model or influencer closer to the window. Okay, that's too harsh. Let's step back, you know. Okay, that's a white wall, you know. Let's go closer because from that white wall, you know, the light will reflect and it will be such a nice light, you know. So these things you can play around. And then, yeah, the lights as well. Now these days, lights are not expensive. You can just put it on the stand and shine it, yeah. So a lot of things you can play, and definitely you don't need a good camera. Phone will do the job.
Really?
Especially with the light. So the lighting, and then...
And
audio.
Audio
is very important. Somebody even saying in video production, they say like the audio is like 70% of the content quality.
Really?
Like, if you have visuals, good visuals, but the audio is crap,
yeah,
like all the experience will be ruined.
That's true.
Yeah, so... You know, you need to think about those two things. So,
yeah.
Don't need expensive equipment.
Okay.
You can do
it. So, there's other ways around it. You'd say, so lighting sounds like, if anything, lighting is, if you don't have much, you know, to invest, figure out how to get the best lighting out of wherever you're shooting.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, we did in the past, we were kind of invited for events to talk about when these, you know, COVID things came, when like Zoom calls and everything, how to prepare setup. So we did all this training, you know, lift the laptop in the eye level, you know, don't have a Zoom call when it's like the camera shoots from the down, yeah, it's not nice, it's not flattering, lift it up, you know, and then don't shoot in front of the window, you know, face at the window, so you have all nice light, you know, it's too harsh, step back, you know, like, of course, if you have any control in the room, all these things, audio, you know, you don't, like, maybe you don't need to use the laptop mic, you know, put the iPhone headphones and it has little microphone.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That microphone is near you.
Yeah.
Straight away, quality increase, you know. So all these little things helps, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot. So guys, for anyone listening, there's a lot of little things you can do to really improve the quality of either your video content or your audio content. But it's funny that you said if the visuals are good, you guys talked about that the visuals are good, the audio is like the biggest challenge. And I've learned through my experience, if the video is bad, there's a lot I can do to make it okay. But if the audio, the original audio file is shit, I'm very limited in what I can do, which is crazy. You'd think that there's all these like platforms that you can, you know, put this in and sort it out.
I mean, end of the day, like, this is how I think, you know, if somebody who knows you, they know your brand, they know your personality, and the topic is really, really interesting, they want to, you know, listen it, they're gonna listen no matter what, like, because they just want to learn, you know. This is information such a good that I like, just, well, no matter what, you know, shit wheel your quality or audio, we'll listen, and then, you know, like, but imagine if somebody landed first time, they open your, let's say, podcast or your video, and first 15 seconds, like, video quality is okay, but the audio is crap. They're like, like, I'm not sure if I want to carry on, you know? So, yeah, like, It's always better to do good, yeah. Good sure. way, proper way.
No, 100%, man. I totally agree. Yeah, I saw one of the posts you made a few days ago about when it comes to creating content. You said start slow and find your niche. So when we're thinking of, I guess, a strategy in terms of like how, okay, let's say I found my niche, but now in terms of content you create and like how long should I be, like, should it be a 2-month plan, a 3-month plan? Should I be posting daily? Should I be not? And is it important, I guess, to, I think one thing that maybe I don't do enough and you probably have with your clients is setting like KPIs, like, okay, we want by this time to reach maybe a certain number of views or engagements or stuff like that. So could you tell us, like, from a strategy perspective, how should we be thinking about it when we're thinking about creating content?
Yeah. So let's say when you're referring to that video, the tip that I said, you know, start slow, start with a niche, even if it's 20 views, you know, like maybe then talk with your audience, you know, and see if, like, see if you can deliver value. If you're delivering value, and then you're going to start scaling to the bigger audience.
Yeah.
But how long you need to do it? Again, it's I think it's like motivational thing and it's like mindset thing, you know, like it's hard to do. Let's say, let's talk about now. You are one man band and you want to start creating content, either on social media, on YouTube, whatever, you know, it's like, you need to understand, like, think about it for how long I, like, my motivation will last to create that content without return. When somebody, you know, nobody going to come, oh my God, it's so amazing. You know, somebody going to watch, okay.
Yeah.
Pass. No no comment, no nothing, you know. It's nice, but, you know, maybe I'm not that type of person who's liking every video. So, yeah, like, for example, like, what I'm saying, like, try to think about the pilot. Okay, what we did with our video episodes, we said, like, okay, let's do 5 videos as a pilot, and we're going to stop and see, like, what's happening, what kind of engagement, you know, like, likes, views, comments, and everything. Mm. So, yeah, and then you can, like, are you going to get motivated? Are you going to get will be motivated to do that and carry on or not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, prepare, like, okay, I will try 10 videos, 10, I don't know, social posts or something, and I will see how it goes. You know, of course, I would say don't be disappointed if you're not going to get these likes, shares, and everything.
Yeah.
Rather than meet person by person and ask, what do you think? You know, you can start with the friends. What do you think? You know, of course, the best thing is somebody from outside your circle will, like, oh, really, that was nice, you know, that was really good. I mean, if you find one person that he said it's nice, probably it will be nice for somebody else as well.
True. Yeah,
it's just like you didn't reach them.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, give yourself a target. Okay, I will try 10, no matter what my goal is. I will try 10. I will post, I will do all my best, and then I will stop and analyze, you know, and then we'll decide what to do or no.
Yeah.
Should I carry on or no? So that's one thing. I mean, you ask a little bit some other questions. Can you remind me?
So, yeah. And just about, I guess, so I like what you said. So we were talking about strategy and, like, you know, and you said do a pilot, do a test run.
Yeah.
See how it is. Make it something that I think that will sustain your motivation. Because when you said that, I reminded me of myself. So in 2020, back when it was like COVID lockdowns, whatever.
Yeah. Episode 16.
Something like that. I set myself a target because I wasn't comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm going to set a goal every day for 30 days. I'm going to release a video. And I did it, and I got much, like, by the end, I was much more comfortable. But I did 32, I think. And then since then, I think I've done like 2.
Yeah.
And in 2 years. But so that's why when I heard you talk about motivation, like, by the end of that, I was like, I was burnt out. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know if it was the most efficient, probably, way to do it. Like, to be like, because I'm like, consistency.
Okay, yeah.
But like that? You know what I mean? Yeah.
No, obviously, it's a good point. Yeah. Like, I think the problem as well, like, when I'm running the business, you know, I'm reading a lot of things, like, oh, you need to do podcasts, you need to do video series, you need to stand up in front of the camera, you need to write the blogs, you need to work on social media. You know, you're getting so many inputs.
Yeah.
And then you realize you, like, literally face the wall, like, oh my God, I can't do that much. You know, it's actually hard, you know.
Yeah, it is.
So I think the focus is important. And speaking about the focus, it's better to focus on the thing that you believe or you are good at.
Mm.
And then again, I'm reflecting back to me. Whatever these videos, my video episodes, you know, performing or no, I'm so happy, you know, after the episode.
Yeah.
I learned something. I'm motivated. I'm inspired. I mean, I'm talking with brand founders, you know, established ones. And sometimes they're telling me such a kind of stories or like the future of their market, you know, either drones, 3D printing, you know, the gaming as well.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
like, what?
Yeah.
People have business like organizing gaming events.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like coming back home like, oh my God, I still can do so many things in this life. So I think, yeah, you need to find motivation because like otherwise you said like you can overheat. Yeah, you
yeah, know, yeah,
like,
yeah.
So yeah, motivation. And then these feedbacks that somebody noticed and said, oh, I learned something.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, some people wrote me like, oh my God, I want to start the, like vertical farming myself. You know, your video motivated me and everything. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good. You know, that's what I'm trying to do.
Of course.
So I think if these points somebody would set in place,
yeah.
So then it would be easier to just carry on and go. I mean, today was 72, episode 72, you know, from your podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you should love it, you know, in order to do it, like, so it means that works for you, yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%, and yeah, man, I love this. This is literally my favorite, to sit down and have a conversation like this with you and with, like, all my, the people I've had. I just want to learn. I do it for me first and then for my audience second. I'm like, if I learn, there's probably someone out there who's going to learn something too. I'm not like a special person, you know? That's kind of how I think about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And when you were talking about, you mentioned something about when you've interviewed some of the founders and how they were talking about the future, I guess, of their industries. You've been doing this now for, 10 years maybe? 10 years of video production,
so,
right?
So video
EvoMotion
production
has been going on for a while, right?
So EvoMotion itself as a business is like in Dubai established as 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like I'm in video like for around 10 years. I did animations and everything like. But in the content, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Video content.
So I was curious to ask you, because you've been in it for quite a while now. When you started, I guess, compared to now, over the last 10 years, what have you seen to be, like, the biggest change in video marketing? Was it purely technology? Is it that now, like, it's more important for brands to be literally facing, like, you have to see, like, your face for me to start, you know, like, trusting you and getting that confidence and stuff? And I guess, let's start with that and then we'll move on to where you think it's going to go.
Yeah, good thing. So like two things in my answer. So one thing is production. Comparing what was back in the days and now, it's so easy. I mean, every second person with a phone or kid after university or during university is kind of, it was back in the days, like my competitor, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody can pick up camera, go outside, nice lighting, you know, everything, produce amazing video, equipment is cheap. So that's changing, you know. Back in the days, I was not in the market, let's say, when we're talking back in the days,
sure.
with the big cameras, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
When I started doing video production, we were already kind of with these, whoever knows, 5D, Canon 5D cameras, it's a photo. It looks like a photo camera. It does photos and it shoots the video.
Yeah.
So it usually was a kind of clash between old style kind of market professionals where mm-hmm. we like massive cameras. Okay, this is video camera, you know. It runs like it's massive, big battery and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And new kids playing with these photo cameras filming, you know.
Yeah.
And then I remember I told to my colleague, oh my God, I want to work and then stay in the market, so I'm not going to become this dinosaur like these guys.
Yeah.
So adapt. But sometimes I feel I'm even late.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all these guys, you know, young kids, like creating such a nice content with cheap equipment because it's cheap. So yeah, answer, this thing changed for sure. It's so easy. Anybody can. There is no barriers. Everybody can pick up the camera. And this topic is discussed so many times. I'm not telling you anything new.
Yeah.
Everybody is saying the same. And in terms of marketing, like, yeah, marketing, just last 2 years, my thing is the marketing from video content. So, but from that part, I would say, yeah, authenticity is right now is a big thing. I would say everything changed. I mean, if I'm looking at the brands, let's say, like I'm following US brands and stuff, because most of the trends coming from there, brands, the founders stepping in front of the camera. Like, you can't understand. Are they business founder? Are they influencers?
You know, it merged
because they stand in front of a camera. They talk with the audience, talk with the clients, you know, and then like I'm using services, you know, marketing services, video hosting. And I mean, like every second week, this founder step in front of camera, introducing the product, what they planning to do, you know, and, like, it feels that I know him and I trust the product, you know, like, and he's telling the stories. Oh, we pulled off investors, you know, we decided not to get investors, you know, because we're going to control or something, or some brands, you know, good news, we're going to got investors. So we're going to merge with Adobe, you know, Premiere Pro. Oh, wow. That's cool, you know, and dude telling me in front of camera, a founder, you know, back in the days was like, founder, it's like, who's this guy?
This magic yeah.
So yeah, I think authenticity is like, and social media now behind the scenes, like, yeah, natural kind of, I don't know, promotion or natural content, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you said, I think the word you said is exactly what it is, which is authenticity. Yeah. Everyone right now is looking for that. That's why brands... do either the video, like video series, like what you guys do, or they have their own podcast now, because you're trying to add another voice to not just like this toothpaste I'm selling you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to add like another story. Yeah. To make you relate to me, to make you understand it, to make you, maybe even if you've never heard of that, if you like the podcast, you might start liking my brand too.
Yeah.
So it's another way to like, you know, pull you into that world for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what started with episode. You know, episode up, and that's where we now talking with a lot of brands, with like trying to sell the service, you know.
Yeah.
You need to start generating a value.
Yeah.
First thing about, you know, the content that produce the value for your audience, and then obviously the give, take.
Yeah.
You know? And then they like, okay, these guys talking, you know, right, you know, in my market, let's say, you know,
yeah,
I should check them, you know, or one day once I will need that service or product, I will for sure go and check them. Rather, you know, because I was listening to them, I was like, they telling the story, they telling decision, you know, why we did toothpaste in blue color, you know, not red and white or something, whatever.
Yeah.
But it then makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that now with, we spoke about it briefly, but we were talking about video production and everything we've talked about now, how easy it is to do. You can do it like from your phone, like,
yeah.
Especially young people nowadays, they're like, they're creating like all these TikTok stars and like Instagram and so on. And they do it with very little stuff. And I was starting to think about kind of like that world and then stuff like what me and you do with like a video form of a podcast. So I think in the short video, like in Instagram, TikTok world, where it's quick, it's short, video quality isn't that crucial. But in the long form, it's much more important. What do you think? And I guess I know there's a place for each one, but how would you, I guess, if you're working with, I came to you and like, Ivaldas, I want to start doing these video podcasts, but I also want to start creating some content for that world as well.
Yeah.
How should I be thinking of it from a like a production standpoint?
I mean, yeah, end of the day, like obviously need to look in your capacity, you know, can you invest in quality? You know, does it make sense? You know, do you need to invest in the quality from the beginning, or just better to start and creating, you know, and then see how it goes, and then, you know, improve that quality. So
yeah.
That's one mindset. Another thing, again, from these episodes, from the founders of the conversation, I really loved what they said, you know. So, okay, now, you know, it's okay, like on social media as well, like, oh, take the phone and shoot whatever, you know, the quality is not important. But more people gonna create that content, you know, like then you're gonna start compete with attention, you know. So then you're like, okay, if I want to stand out, I need to improve a little bit. Yeah. And then of course somebody as well in improving a little bit, then you're like, okay, I need to improve a lot, you know, if I want to stand out, because that's my marketing strategy. So that's how they think. But I think one of them said, like, look, you compete now with Netflix, with everybody, with a high quality, you know, with magazines, with the nice illustrations for the attention. So again, like, once you grow to that level and you want to compete in the market where it's big competition, you need to stand out with that quality. So hope it answers your question, kind of.
I get what you're saying, that it's not a necessity to have quality is always going to help. No arguments there. If you can afford it, try to make it as best quality as you can. But I think the key thing that you said is it's not the most important thing, but you're going to get kind of like that. That's kind of what I've realized is you do something for a while, kind of like I've been recording on my phone for a while now, and I've reached like a certain level. So now I'm like, okay, if I want to get to that you need to add that, I think, high level of quality. And that's kind of where the difference is going to come from.
Yeah. Example, you know, you're going to start feeling that there is a competition. I mean, we don't need to, you know, you love what you do. You know? Like maybe you're not even looking at competition, but like, okay, I want to grow, you know, like in terms like maybe, you know, get sponsors or something. I want to like level up. Yeah. So what are you going to do? You know, maybe you're going to put free cameras, you know, you want to get close up of me, you know, when I'm talking in the microphone, or maybe you want to get audio treatment for sound from sound engineer, you know, but like you're going to clean all these bits, you know, so it's going to be smooth kind of experience by listening to that. So yeah, this is where you're going to kind of start living, do the level up.
Exactly. But I think you, when you were saying the three cameras thing, my mind was like, yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time, because all the video podcasts I watch, that's what they do. They have at least two or three. They'll have like the main one here, one's facing you, one's facing me. But I can imagine editing that, like from a video perspective, because I've edited videos. I'm like, that will take you so long, because you have to keep cutting. You have to keep cutting that way. So
you need to make a decision when.
Exactly, when to cut and stuff. So I think that is the fact that I'm going to have to do that is putting me off a little bit, because I'm like, man, it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, but look, that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's maybe not your job, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what does it mean, level up? I mean, you're not going to extend hours in your day.
Yeah,
you know, like it's gonna take time, and then you're gonna justify, okay, the quality is better, but I don't know, my cost or team or crew is bigger, so then it's like it becomes like a little business, you know?
Yeah,
like why and who's doing that? So I mean, like as well, we're doing these episodes, and it's a free camera setup, you know. So, but we have editor. He's like, after 8 episodes, he's like, the last episodes, he like already feel, you know, when to show close up, you know, it's something really important, and I'm gonna tell you a little secret, boom, close up on the person, you know, like keep it, that's nice. Yeah, but that's our job, you know, that's our job to make those decisions, and that's why brands hiring us or somebody else. And your job is to do podcasts, do podcasts, find these topics, make those amazing notes, and let the, in the future, let the other guys do the close-ups, free camera setup, lighting and everything.
No, that's true. I think
episode 230.
We
will see that. We will check.
I hope so. I'm stubborn, and I'm like, I'd like to. The way I see it, I would have never learned any of this if I didn't start podcasting. So I'm like, is it going to be the best? No, but like, I know, okay, at least now I can edit a video. I can edit audio. Yeah. Like, I do everything.
Yeah.
You know, from guests to research to recording to
producer.
Everything.
Hey, Evan.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk with me? You know, like.
Yeah, that's I do everything, man.
By the way, your communication was really smooth. I'm like,
oh, thank you,
this guy nailing it. Like, straight away, boom, calendar invitation, phone number.
We lock it down, everyone's happy, let's go.
I mean, 172. It shows experience came with the numbers.
It's been a while, but it's been awesome as well. I just had a few more questions for you, Evan. One of them was, when it comes to video production, I wanted to ask you, what are maybe some of the biggest challenges you still face today, and maybe some you had before that now aren't really a problem anymore?
As a business or as a...
No, purely as from a production perspective.
Biggest challenges?
Yeah.
I mean, as well, the biggest challenge...
Like, is it the client? Is it locations? Is it equipment? You know,
The clients and everything is the business part.
Yeah, of course.
But let's say if we talk only about video production challenges as a production company, this equipment is keep updating. New things are coming, you know, and then you need to make these decisions. Should I update it? Should I invest? You know, how I'm going to justify to my clients that, you know, oh, my services cost now more. Why? Well, we're shooting 4K raw, slow motion, and we're planning to shoot 6K. That's, you know, why it's more expensive, like all these kind of things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what's happening in the market, you know, and I can tell you, the new equipment really makes sense. I mean, it makes job easier.
Yeah.
Like we got new cameras and, you know, touch screens and everything, out of focus, and you're like, oh my God, it makes my job so easier.
Yeah.
You know, I'm enjoying now yeah. shooting this, whatever interview or conversation. And I'm like, okay, I'm healing myself, like justifying the expense.
Yeah, of course.
But obviously, like for the client as well, like, okay, like how I'm going to explain, you know, or maybe it's going to open opportunities, you know, we shoot 4K and, but your final is HD. So maybe I will be able to zoom, you know, and have wide shot and close up with only one camera. So how I'm going to integrate that in communication.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge. But I think it's like, yeah. I like technology is going forward. You need to catch up.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Another thing, I don't know as well. Maybe it was the time when, everything, it became so easy to produce the content, you know, a lot of competition came in, you know, because it's super easy, grab the camera, you know, and for some clients, they like, okay, maybe we don't need that quality, you know, and then they're like, well, you know, we're not working anymore with you. So that was the point as well. We're like, okay, we need to focus on the things that we are good.
Yeah.
That is complicated to do, but we now know, we have experience, you know, so that, those challenges were in the past, you know, and slowly we like shifting to like, what are we basically as well discovering ourselves, you know, where we are good.
Yeah.
Maybe I would. And if we talk about business, oh my God, you know, bring the coffee. We're going to start, you know, new podcast. Then.
Yeah. But something I maybe didn't consider was the keeping up with like the updated technology. I didn't think of that. And, because I know that production equipment is expensive to buy, like to have really, like for the stuff that you guys make, I know it costs like money to have those specific lights and those cameras and stuff. It's not an easy, like it needs to be worth the investment. Yes, it makes my job easier, but is it worth spending like another 10, 20K like on this, you know, on this item? But also what you talked about that it's all about as well, like thinking, how do we I lost my train of thought. What did you said? We talked about the updated equipment, and then what was
equipment
the other
thing? And well, the same equipment became cheaper, and new kind of competitors or new roles came in, you know, like social media and everything.
Yeah. And like, yeah, sorry. And as you were talking about like how you know, figuring out what you're good, good at as a production company, what are your expertise and also justifying that cost to clients, I'm sure is not easy at all. But from, I guess, from a business perspective, you guys produce the content, but is it up to, do you come up with the story and all that, or do they have a story? And I come to you like, Ivalis, I have a story. This is the vision I want. And you guys have to kind of like structure how you're going to do that. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, so it works both ways, always. Oh, yeah, like it's kind of a package, you know. It depends what client needs. And again, established brand with the marketing managers, with in-house designer, with, I don't know, PR team, they kind of, copywriters in-house, you know, they like, hey, okay, we have this product or service. We know what we want. And that's our idea. We have a script, we are capable to produce the script, we have copywriters, you know, we have even designs, you know, and stuff. We're looking for somebody who can produce, or maybe as well advice. What do you think? Like, these are our ideas, bullet points, put all together, you know, the idea, and then and we're like, okay, this is what should work, you know, this is what would be smooth, you know, this is where maybe we can, let's raise the, you know, problem. Then introduce your company. Then we're going to explain, you know, how we solve that problem. And then in the end, we're going to put call to action. You know, we're supporting that. So that's one thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have like startups, you know, like whatever. It can be few people, you know, like small team. Like, hey, well, we got investment, you know, and we have this website. And we want to, you know, like go into market.
Yeah.
What should we do?
Yeah.
And that's where we're like, okay, you know, a lot of conversations, what do you like, well, you know, what's the problem, you know, what do you want to achieve? And then we like, okay, we're selecting some examples. Like, then we were doing this pre-production, you know, where like...
Yeah, before you start shooting.
Yeah, yeah, supporting. Yeah. That's the idea and that's the decision why we're going to do that. Like, if you confirm, if you're happy, you know, tweaks and changes, storyboards or style frames, and then moving to the production. Yeah. Mm. So it's like three parts.
Yeah.
Pre-production, production, post-production yeah. still kind of our job. And then now it's like, well, marketing or advertising, you yeah. know, that's as well important. So most of the time from our experience, we give the footage, you know, and client took it. But now we're like, it depends the relationship with the client as well. Be like, okay, where should we do, you know, where should we host?
Mm.
And then like, if they want the support, we like, okay, trust me, footage you repurpose, for example, make different versions. From,
yeah, cut it up, you know,
oh my God, it's like, yeah. that's where we started these episodes. I mean, how many content we produce, like I have libraries now, I can keep posting and posting, you know, you can long version, two highlights,
mm.
You can do audio, you can do that kind of podcast out of this episode,
yeah.
let's say, yeah?
Yeah, yeah?
Then you have photos from the footage. Now, mm. we're shooting with the 4K cameras, you know, our editor take these screenshots of the video to the Lightroom, enhancing the colors. I'm like, mm. wow, that's a nice photo. Is this a photo or this is from the footage? No, yeah. no, this is from the footage.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, boom, five photos on LinkedIn performing. Amazing, right. you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Then you can do, like my wife, Justina, she's like into marketing. She started doing this short bites. 10 seconds cut, one sentence, one, you know, idea, mm. like very strong one out of episode, easily 10 of them.
Yeah.
On TikTok, boom, some of them performing really well, you know, yeah. and then audiograms now for the podcast,
yeah, yeah,
you know,
exactly, yeah.
check the picture, put on picture, animated audio waves. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, you can, you know, keep doing it. So yeah, some brands like, oh, what can we do? I'm like, well, if you ask,
yeah.
you know, let us do that. So, mm. so yeah, we're supporting both ways. But most of the time is just pure production.
Pure production. No, and that makes a lot of sense. And listening to that last point you talked about, and I think like listening to how you explain the repurposing of content has made me like I repurpose my content, but I definitely could do like with one episode, maybe I repurpose two or three things.
Mm-hmm.
But listening to you, I'm like, man, he's right. I have like hundreds of hours of yeah. content that I could do so much with. So I think a good point to remember is, yes, you record one piece of content, but what you can make from this to keep driving, you know, people to your page, to
yeah.
that episode, to whatever, is endless.
Yeah. yeah. It's like, again, we keep talking, keep bringing, you know, to this episode up, but that's where my experience now,
yeah.
where learning curve came to me, you know, like it's like, so we are a team, you know, we like first episodes we recorded, you know, we did highlight, oh, that's it, you know, and then, okay, how we can bring it, how we can advertise, and we start, you know, cooking these contents, and you know, something works on TikTok, something works on LinkedIn, you know,
yeah.
on LinkedIn, maybe photos, on maybe 1 minute, you know, on YouTube, you know, out of this podcast, you know, transcribe, you have article, create blog strategy, you know,
yeah.
blog posting strategy, LinkedIn articles as well, they have, you know, so, and you know, we realize, like, so I'm saying, some posts on TikTok, it skyrocket.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, true. What? 30,000? I mean, again, I don't know how much... how you know what the numbers are a lot for others, but for us was in the beginning, like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is like, you know, again, ghosting like with 100 views, but some of them 30K. I'm like, how come?
Yeah, like, why?
So,
yeah.
Why does it work? You know, it's like a lot of comments.
Mm.
And obviously, then from, let's say, TikTok account, it drives to YouTube, you know,
exactly.
to the full episodes. And you see, yeah. okay, that last week, some subscription, you know, mm. rised up, like more subscribers. So, yeah, I think, yeah, it's a journey, you know, it's like, don't post everything everywhere.
Yeah.
You just select, oh, this sentence, you know, this sentence or this joke, yeah,
yeah.
will go on, like, we'll go, let's say, on LinkedIn or like, I don't know, Reels.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's going to work over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're telling to the editors, I know, put that, you know, cut it. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's how it works. And you mentioned as well, you have a lot of content. It's just, I think it's just time, yeah, time management
yeah.
and how to create that strategy. Yeah. Like, companies like us, we have a
yeah,
team.
There you go.
You know,
yeah,
we are signing, you know, like who's like gonna look, who's gonna check it, who's gonna do the research on, I don't know, keywords and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I think listening to what you're talking about, like all the different ways you can use it and what you can use where and stuff, you're like, I totally agree with you. I think I'm reflecting now, like on my show and like my experience, I'm like, everything, I agree with everything you said, but like from a time perspective, to make all that, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And I think that's where having a team who like is dedicated to do that can be super, super beneficial for sure. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Either team or either like yourself, you know, try again, like we said, do pilot.
Yeah.
You know, you record a podcast.
True.
And you say, okay, for next 5 podcasts, I will do 5.
The strategy, like a strategy, some type of strategy.
Like, basically. Yeah, 5, yeah. Whatever we call like these.
Audiograms?
Audiograms, yeah. I'm going to do 5 audiograms.
Yeah.
This is like a fix. I promise myself in front of the mirror, you know. Done.
Yeah, yeah.
And see how it works, you know.
Yeah.
How it's not working. Should I do photos? You know, should I do just a little bites, you know, or something? Like, keep trying. Obviously, if you have a team, you do that. We're going to blast it. We'll see how it goes, you know. And exactly. It was like, we're like, no, we're not doing that anymore. It's a waste of time. Well, not waste of time, but at this point in our company level, we cannot afford to do these tasks.
Yeah, you need to be more efficient. It has to be more efficient. Yeah. So. No, that makes a lot of sense, man. And I think that's really, really good advice that I will definitely take into account.
Are we expecting more content from
you? Yeah, you will. Yes, you will. You can call me out on it. You can message me. Send me a message like, I'm not seeing anything. Call me out on it.
That's good.
I would appreciate that.
Can have a chat as well. I'm happy to share, you know. Yeah. Like, we can brainstorm, you know, what can we do?
Yeah.
How you can bring a little bit.
For sure,
more
man.
Content.
I would really appreciate that, man. Ivaldis, man, this has been such a fun conversation, man. I just have 2 more questions for you. These are questions I ask all my guests.
Let's go.
So the first one is, looking back either at your personal life or your career, whatever the case might be, when I ask you, what are you most proud of for yourself, what would you say?
What I'm most proud?
Yeah.
I think that...
For you.
Yeah. I have answer, literally. Like, video production, the projects when I do... And I feel that it creates value. For example, it was some project when we filmed in the hospital. And, you know, we like filming and we creating video explanation about complex operation, you know, for the specific market of the people with disabilities and everything.
Yeah.
It was some point that I almost cried during the shoot. I'm like, step out. Went out, I'm like, oh my God, why? What's happening? You know, because
It's tough.
In the situation that people are. And then like, I came back home, remember, I'm so happy. I mean, I'm like, I create something that somebody gonna find out, or, you know, create awareness.
Awareness, yeah.
Yeah, and this content maybe gonna help for somebody. I'm like, I'm very happy, yeah. So these things, like I'm proud. And then another thing is like, kind of innovations. Yeah, like when you go and shoot, you know, like we shot recently in Abu Dhabi Technology Institute, where they creating a laser that can shoot to the moon, you know, and explore the surface.
Oh, wow.
And this you meet professor and he's like opening and like nonstop talking to you. And I'm like, it's like, for me, it's like, wow, you know, it's like one thing, like I start realizing, you know, how much like, how rich is this this region is. It's not about only Lamborghinis and gold.
Yeah.
You know, there is so many things happening, and that's why like it's interesting to me. I want to show to others, and that's what drives me.
Yeah,
and
man,
I'm proud.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. I can relate to that. I can resonate with that a lot. I think when you kind of like with what I'm doing, with what you're doing, when you put out that work on a specific project, or you have a specific episode about a topic that. You get, just like you were saying earlier, that one person that messaged you, like, that really helped me, whatever, that's like, you feel so fulfilled. Done. And you're like, I've done something good.
These 3 working days?
Yeah.
Justified.
Yeah. 100%, man. And for my last question, Ivaldis, what is the message you'd like everyone to take home with them today?
Oh, good question. Well, keep creating, keep exploring. Try to break the boundary between yourself and step, make that first step. Like one day you stepped and start your podcast, like me and my team stepped that, you know, first step and start creating episode up. I mean, it feels so good right now, so I'm encouraging you to try and just try.
I think that's some really good advice, guys. Step out of that, take that first step, and you know, look, in our examples, we're both very happy with where we are right now and what we've done. So exactly. I think that's great advice that everyone can take.
If you're not going to ask, you already have answer no.
Yeah.
I love this quote. Yeah.
That's true. That's very true. Evalas, man, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been a great conversation. Where can people, if they want to work with you, connect with you, just let us know where we can find you.
So yeah, LinkedIn, Evan Evaldasvilius, or check YouTube channel episode up. If you're into business, into regional business, check her out. Yeah, and you're going to find the links how to contact me. Message me. I'm always happy to help, support. It's not only commercial on business, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We can always network, support each other. Give, and then maybe one day I will take.
Honest and fair. I like it, man. I like it. Evaldas, thank you so much for coming on the show. Guys, if you want to connect with him, you know, LinkedIn, there's also, you can go to evamotion.ae if you want to check out their work. They've done some awesome stuff. And don't forget to follow the podcast and share it with your friends and subscribe at hope.it.helps with two S's. And guys, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Guys, like, share. We need to know that you're watching, you know?
Yes, we
do. That little thing, you know, helps us to understand and justify our time. So
it really does. So take his advice, take mine. Guys, thank you so much for listening. And as always, hope it helps. Peace.
Peace out.